Explicaciones a ti, yo no te debo, chico. Yo hago con mi cuerpo lo que me dé la gana y tus prejuicios me los paso por la raja, pana. Latinidad, ¿cómo me les va? Ese es el lema. Para decir el lema, 1, 2, 3. Mi latinidad, ¿cómo me les va? Sí. Tipo, en Cuba nos enseñan lemas de que somos niños, ¿sabes? Un país comunista, de militares y dictadura. Entonces, desde que tú eres niño, tendrán que aprender un lema. Siempre hay uno. Antes, no, el que cuando era pioneros por el comunismo, seremos como el Che. Ese era el lema de la escuela todos los días.
Thank you.
Anyway, un paréntesis ahí.
So before we even start, I just want to address something really quickly.
Okay.
In Washington Heights episode that we had, I had a tremenda queja, and that's that there were no queer characters.
Uh-huh.
Right? And come to find out, Maya says that she sees some picture of the main salon owner and one of the girls that was working with her, and like love is love under it. And she's like, wait, I think they might have been a couple. So she does some more research, and apparently they were a couple.
Sí, supuestamente. Digue.
What the fuck? Like,
yo creo que eso es peor que no ponerlo, porque ponerlo y darle tanta invisibilidad es peor que no ponerlo.
Yeah. En fin. So apparently there was a queer couple. I don't know at what point it was supposed to be evident that they were together.
Exactamente.
For me, they almost had like a tía.
Sí, para mí era una ellas tenían una dinámica.
Exacto.
Para mí ellas tenían una dinámica de mother daughter.
Yeah.
Sinceramente.
I don't know what was supposed to be the sign that they were a couple. They failed big time.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they tried, but really failed. And I agree with you. I feel like if you're going to make it such a minuscule thing
that
actual queer people that are watching can't even spot it.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like we always have our eyeballs like out for that stuff. Then that's a problem.
Nosotros vamos a tener que ver la película una segunda vez. Nada más que para ver en qué momento esa gente son pareja.
Yeah, porque supuestamente there's a little scene where she gives her a kiss on the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the same bed. Like, I don't know when that happened.
Yo no
happened.
Sé ni cuándo pasó eso.
But if it happened, it had to be like literally like
3 seconds.
4 seconds. You know, you turned your head, you missed it. And then what was the other thing? At the end that she dips her.
Uh-huh.
Which, I don't know about you, but I dance with my friends all the time.
Uh-huh.
And that's normal.
Lo más normal
that has
mundo.
Nothing to do with being a couple.
Así mismo.
Anyway, Rosario don't say, apparently they did do it, but I mean, we... Yay for the idea, but like boo for the execution.
Exactamente.
They really made it so that like
exactamente.
You're gonna miss it. Actually, maybe we're not giving them enough credit. Maybe they're being mad accurate. Like,
sí. Well, I don't
know. That's where it shows up. It's like behind closed doors. No one really acknowledges it. You might have a glimpse, a moment, but sí. Like no one wants to talk. Maybe they're being so accurate that.
Mm-hmm. Puede ser, puede
really,
ser.
Really, it was not
como en la comunidad,
visible at all.
Como en la comunidad latina, el ser gay es tan solapado y tan escondido. A lo mejor eso es lo que quisieron hacer con la película. Bueno, entonces, ¿para qué ponerlo? Bueno,
no,
en fin, no
honestly,
sé. No entiendo nada.
Ridiculous. But you know, that's another issue that I have too. I feel like when they cast women in roles where they're supposed to be together in a romantic relationship, they just do such a bad job. Like, it's so, so rare that I see a couple, right? I think they do a pretty good job with the guys. Cis men, I feel like a lot of the times I believe it. But when it comes to cis women that are supposed to be in a relationship, a romantic relationship, like, there is almost never chemistry, and it drives me crazy because I want something to get excited about.
Claro.
And that makes me excited because I don't see it that much.
Claro.
So when I'm excited about something, I'm going to watch a show, a movie, whatever it is, and there's a queer couple, I want to believe it. I want to, like, go on that ride with them.
Claro.
And I can rarely do that because they always seem like friends. Always. They always seem like friends. And it's like, I don't believe that y'all are a couple because there is nothing steamy. There's nothing to buy into.
True.
And I feel like there's a problem. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if, like, casting directors don't know how to test for chemistry when it comes to women or something.
True.
Like, they just feel like, oh, like, the nice to get or something. So
claro.
This must work. I don't know if they don't do the chemistry test when it's women. Like, I don't know what's happening, but...
Si tú siempre te quejas de eso, yo me hiciste la
verdad. I always get so mad because I want, like, I want to support and be happy.
Yo no me fijo en eso.
Oh, I think it's terrible. It makes me cringe. So many films that I see that I'm like, are y'all kidding?
Yo no me fijo en eso, tú sabes.
You don't see it? You don't feel like that there's nothing happening?
I mean, yo, hay cosas, por ejemplo, a tú dices que Tina
y Ed. Oh my God.
From the L World, no te gusta como pareja. A mí no me gusta Tina.
That's the most boring couple ever.
A mí no me gusta Tina. Ella, como tal, no me gustaba. No me gustaba Tina. Pero la química entre los dos, no sé, nunca me fui en eso.
Terrible. Remember that Christmas movie we watched with the.
Okay, sí, esa Tina. Esa más buena.
What the fuck chemistry did they have? Terrible. There was another film, remember we watched that they went and went. I think it was like another, they went and went for the holidays, and then she got mad because. She's never had an orgasm or something, but she's been faking it. Remember we were watching that movie? Mm. It was a while. Anyway, zero chemistry with... There's never fucking chemistry with women. Like, can we stop this? Anyway.
Yo no me fijo, la verdad.
Aside, me complaining. Pero the actual topic that we want to talk about today isn't super unrelated to everything that we're
talking about. No, it's not unrelated at all. I think it's related.
Kind of on theme, right? So, first episode, we're talking about just, like, how representation, like, we're just not getting it right in a lot of ways and how it doesn't really resonate and stuff like that. And we think that's part of the problem. Second episode, we're talking about, like, coming out, right? Mm-hmm. And it's, like, the end of Pride and stuff like that. And now we want to take this moment to celebrate and shout out some of the shows and films that we do feel are getting it right.
Trabajo, sí. Hacen un buen trabajo representándonos.
Are representing us authentically.
Definitivamente.
Are doing a good job. The few that we've been able to sort of find, we definitely want to share with y'all. Maybe you've seen them all, and that's great. But if you haven't,
look it up.
Yeah. And hopefully you'll be as excited. And
¿cuál es el primero de tu lista?
Okay, I guess the first one that I'll talk about, ironically, one of the main stars is that same girl that was one of the main stars in the Heights.
Melissa
something.
Melissa Barrera.
Something like that, right? Uh-huh. It just so happens to be that she's one of the main sisters. But Vida. Which is a show that my best friend was telling me about for forever. And I was like, yay, I'm going to watch it. I have a long list of shows that I need to watch that sometimes, I don't know even how I prioritize them. But it's been on my long list. And ironically, I was talking to my agent and she mentioned it to me. And so that made it go on my short list. Because she was saying that someone she used to represent was like one of the writers or something. So I was like, oh, let me check it out. Oh my gosh, so good.
Me encantó ese show.
So tremendo good. Show. And it had been out already. But
sí, es bastante viejito.
We had no, I don't think it's super old. But it wasn't like that it came out this year.
No, es como el 2016 o 18.
Maybe 17, 18, something like
okay,
that.
Okay, well,
but anyway, well.
Hace 3, 4 años.
For a year, nothing could happen.
Well.
But we watched it not too long ago, and it's really so fucking good. So sí, it's about
muy bueno.
Two Chicanas. It's set in...
Los Angeles.
Is it LA?
Los Angeles, sí.
Yeah. And basically... They're like polar opposites. Their mom dies, and now they have to figure out what to do with this bar that their mom owns, right? Oh my gosh, it's so fucking good. What I loved about it were so many things, but like in terms of it's very, very queer, and it represents queer relationships that feel like real relationships.
Sí. Sí.
There's such a beautiful expression and variety of genders on the show, of different kinks on the show.
Sí.
Of, I mean, it doesn't really feel like anybody's super boxed in, which just feels great because that feels like real people, right? We all have so many colors and facets to us. And I feel like when we try to, like, if there's a moment of seeing us on screen, it's just very flat.
Sí.
And nothing about me that feels flat.
Definitivamente.
You know, so I love that. It was also very Spanglish, which feels really real, you know. I mean, maybe they overdid it a little bit at some point.
Y auténtico. Muy auténtico.
But even that feels really true. The characters, you believe them. There's just so much buy-in.
Sí.
Definitely recommend it if you haven't seen it.
Tremendo show, definitivamente. Tienen que verlo. Es un show que representa mucho, sobre todo, la cultura mexicana. De los mexicanos nacidos...
Mexican-American.
Sí, Mexican-American.
Más chicano.
Más chicano, sí.
Chicanex.
Sí, sí, sí. No sé. Y... a cómo es la vida de las personas queers, representando la diversidad que hay dentro del mundo queer también. Es excelente, es excelente. A mí me gustó mucho el toque de lo mismo que tú dijiste, del Spanglish, porque no es algo que se vea. Ese cambio de lengua así tan natural, como por ejemplo como tú y yo así en el, uh-huh. Cuando estamos aquí en el podcast y eso, ¿no? Y sí, me gustó muchísimo, me gustó mucho. También el ambiente, el escenario que escogieron, la calle, el bar, todo eso es muy, 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 muy interesante. Vida es tremendo show. Yo creo que de los mejores que he visto en el último año. Definitivamente.
Yeah, it's crazy because after I watched it, I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, this is basically the show that I've had in my head. I've been doing writing lately. I'm just trying to speak to a lot of the things that have been annoying me. But actually, for a long time, I've kind of had like this story in my head. And it's not that the story is the same, but visually, mm-hmm. what I was seeing is so much of like the characters that I have in the head because they represent my world, right? The world that I live in. So I was just super excited to see that. Although, of course, my characters just have a lot more color. Claro. There's a lot more diversity in that they don't have. But at least they're not specifically looking at a community that is, like, predominantly really dark skin.
Sí.
And putting the lightest possible version.
Claro.
They did feel like an authentic reflection.
Claro.
Of Mexican Americans, you know, in that part of the world.
Sí, so, por supuesto.
Really good.
Definitivamente.
All right, what you gonna share?
A mí me gusta mucho, no es un show, es una película. Me gustó cantidad Elisa y Marcela. Es una película que trata de la historia de amor de, obviamente, de dos mujeres. Me parece que fue en el siglo XIX, en los años 1800 algo, en España. Y es una película basada en hechos reales, que es lo que más me gusta. Es una historia real de estas dos personajes. Que vivieron en ese tiempo en que España, obviamente, no había ningún tipo de apertura, ni tolerancia, ni nada de eso. Y pasaron muchas vicisitudes y muchos desafíos con tal de defender su amor y su relación. Y lo lograron, pero pasaron cantidad de cosas. Y bueno, básicamente, the storyline, la línea de la historia de la película, todos estos años de estas dos mujeres, desde que se conocieron hasta, bueno, al final. Pero la van a disfrutar mucho. Es en blanco y negro. No todo el mundo tiene...
It's so beautiful. So aesthetically beautiful.
Sí, sí. Sí, le da más credibilidad a la historia y como más nostalgia. Porque es una historia muy profunda de amor, de familia. Es muy... Una historia muy... Bella, es bella, pero con no la típica historia esta de amor que estamos acostumbrados a ver en películas románticas. Es una historia bella y con profundidad, con sustancia. A mí me encantó. A mí no me gustan las cosas en blanco y negro, pero en esa película específicamente creo que es un touch especial.
Uh-huh.
Lisa y Marcela. O si no la han visto, se las recomiendo porque definitivamente es muy, 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 muy buena.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll keep with movies. There's an indie film called Mosquita y Mari that I would really recommend. I actually ended up doing another film with one of the main characters, Venecia. But, like, it's by this really rad Mexican-American queer director. It's her story, Aurora Guerrero, I think is her name. And it is not a sexy film. It's a coming-of-age story of these two teenagers. They're in high school, they're friends, and they're starting to sort of, like, have those feelings, right? So it's kind of that, but it doesn't really go to... It's not like they have this huge relationship, and, you know, it's just very, very simple. It also feels really real, really natural, and I think that it's just one of those films that everyone should see. Not because it's going to be like, oh my God, that's the best thing I've ever seen in my life. But because it just feels like a beautiful, like there needs to be more stories like that.
Sí.
More things that are not so focused on like
la morbosidad,
the sensualization of everything or sí. hyper everything. But are just like everyday sort of like, yes, this is a way that we can exist. And
claro.
For some of us, these are how these things started to come out.
Claro.
Right.
¿Y show?
Shows? I mean, there's a bunch of shows that we both really like. I guess another show that I would recommend, it's not a Latinx show, so I will give that disclaimer, but it's very queer in that the two main characters, one is queer and the other one's trans, is Euphoria. So that's actually, I've only seen the first season. Yeah, I saw it when we were quarantining apart from each other. I've only seen the first season. I heard they have a second season. I don't know if the second season is any good. But the first season, for sure. I mean, the acting is beautiful. Zendaya kills that role. And I kind of love the relationship that those two characters have in particular. Mm. You know?
Son pareja?
I'm not going to say yes or no.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Spoilers. But, es que yo no lo he visto, entonces yo estoy igual que ustedes, caballero, cogiendo aquí recomendaciones para verlo.
I would say check that out, especially if you're not going to be super triggered by something that's really looking at, like, the abuse of hard drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Bueno, looking forward to seeing it with you again. Mm-hmm. yo recomiendo otro show que se llama Sensei, que tampoco es Latinx, no es un show Latinx, y tampoco puedo decir que es un show queer.
No, but it is.
No. Hay muchos personajes queers.
There's two queer characters. There's four, actually, really, right?
¿Cómo? No.
Okay, so there's
two. Está la pareja.
There's two queer parejas, mm-hmm. right? And in one of those...
y Lito. Sí, Lito y... Ajá.
So,
y el novio. Okay,
so there's one...
One pareja.
Latinx.
Verdad.
And Lito is one of the main characters in that couple.
Sí.
And then there's the other one where another one of the main characters is trans.
Uh-huh. Sí.
And she's in a relationship with somebody.
Sí, sí.
So it is pretty fucking queer.
Sí, es bastante queer. Bueno, es un show... El Sensei es un show que... Es obviamente ciencia ficción, pero toca mucho el tema de las conexiones humanas.
Uh-huh.
Habla de lo que es el existir en este mundo, siendo un ser humano de diferentes naciones, pero cómo todos estamos conectados. Ahora, la manera en la que los creadores del filme buscaron o escribieron la serie para tocar esos temas de las conexiones humanas dentro de un mundo tan diverso,
uh-huh.
es sensacional.
It's gorgeous.
Es sensacional, porque no solamente habla de la diversidad de género, no solamente habla de la diversidad sexual, pero también habla de la diversidad cultural,
uh-huh.
habla de los sentimientos. Creadores de este show fueron los creadores de La Matrix.
Uh-huh.
So, se podrán imaginar, son
one
unas
of them
bestias.
Is a trans woman,
uh-huh.
FYI.
Exactamente, yeah. Son unas bestias esta gente creando. Y llevaron toda esa genialidad a la televisión con una escenografía tremenda, porque además fue filmado en diferentes partes del mundo.
Uh-huh.
Like, tienen que verlo, solamente la escenografía.
Yeah.
Porque te lleva a viajar, literalmente. Te lleva a viajar a una pila de países, el show. Más toda la riqueza que le ponen de diversidad de seres humanos, de raza. Porque ahí sí tocan toda la raza, literalmente. Toda la raza, toda la sexualidad. Vaya, tienen que verlo. Ese show está de pinga.
Yeah.
Ese show, Samantha y yo lo volvimos a ver ahora en la cuarentena, pero ya lo había visto hace muchos años, de cuando empezó al principio.
It was another one that was recommended to me a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'll give this little disclaimer. When I started watching it a long time ago, I couldn't get past the first episode.
Sí.
I was confused. I didn't know what was happening. And I was like, this isn't for me. And then Maya was insisting that I watch it, and I kept being like, yeah, but I saw it. Whatever. We started watching it again, and I kind of felt the same after the first episode. I was like, yeah, this isn't, like, it's not doing it.
Me recuerdo que la frase de ella, la primera frase que salió de su boca cuando empezó a ver los primeros 5 minutos es, what the fuck is this?
No, it is. It's like, it's weird, and not really my taste. Other people's taste, it might be.
Sí.
But I gave it a shot because Maya kept insisting. And then within a few episodes, I was, like, super hooked. And then I saw it all. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I was upset.
Ella literalmente se metió un día entero. Que además teníamos planes para... Yo estaba peinándome. Y como yo me hago box braids, usualmente eso son como entre 3 o 4 horas. Mínimo 3 horas. Y me recuerdo que la dejé en la casa con que creo que iba a cocinar, lavar, algo de eso. Y no pudo hacer nada. La dejé mirando en un show y miró como tres. Porque además los shows son largos. Eso sí, es un show que cada episodio es una hora.
And the second season is like a long ass movie. It doesn't even really feel like episodes.
Exacto, exacto.
Oh my gosh, beautiful though. Like beautiful. Watch it.
Sensei es sensacional. Yo creo que en algún momento lo volveremos a ver por segunda
vez.
Porque es de esos shows que tú lo ves.
You missed it.
Sí, you missed it. Yeah. You missed it. Definitivamente.
Sure.
Tremendo show. Tremendo show.
Another film that, okay, certainly is not Latinx at all, but I think was really, really good. This one a friend actually recommended to us also. It's a documentary called Disclosure.
Mm.
And it really is fascinating because it focuses on, I mean, they interview all, like, trans artists, right? Or maybe some activists, but mostly artists, right?
Sí.
And they kind of go through the history of how the way that trans people, but especially trans women,
sí,
have been shown in the media and shown in film,
mm-hmm,
how much that has sort of translated into the way that people relate to trans people in the everyday life, right?
Okay.
Because anytime you would see them in the film, they were always the butt of a joke.
Okay.
Now it's like anytime or
for a long time. Oh, ese yo lo vi contigo también.
Yeah, you saw with me.
Ah, ¿tú sabes quién está en ese show? Mm. La escritora de Sensei está en ese show.
Oh, right. It's interviewed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's interviewed, like Laverne Cox is in it. A lot of people are interviewed. But, oh, I think also the actress from Sensei, right? The trans actress, I think, was in there too.
No me recuerdo, pero probablemente.
Because she's been in a lot of films.
Probablemente.
But anyway, it just sort of gives a breakdown of, like, how influential seeing trans people in film has been to, like, the way that most of the world relates to them, both in the fear aspect, mm-hmm, right? And, like, that stupidity that people have in their heads that,
sí,
like somehow they're like dangerous,
sí,
right? And also in the like, and if they're not dangerous, like they're a joke, they're not to be taken seriously kind of thing, right? Very interesting. Definitely recommend that y'all see that.
Definitivamente.
It was a documentary.
Sí, ese documental está muy bueno.
It's really
ese documental
good.
Está muy bueno, muy bueno. La muchacha trans de Orange is the New Black está ahí también.
Yeah, that's Laverne Cox.
Oh, esa se llama. Okay, okay, okay. No, yo por nombre no conozco.
I think it might have been, she might have produced it or something.
Oh, sí.
I think she was one of the,
oh, okay,
the major people.
Sí, no, ese, yo aprendí mucho con ese documental. Mm-hmm. Ese documental está muy, muy, muy bueno. En parte, hay una parte positiva de lo que ellos dicen de la representación de las personas trans en la televisión, porque muchos de esas personas dicen que cuando eran niños, ellos se sentían de una manera que por supuesto no podían expresar, pero al ver personas en la televisión representados como eran ellos, eso les dio esperanza. Como, ay, algún día yo voy a poder estar ahí, o algún día la manera en la que yo soy va a poder ser expresada abiertamente. Pero por otra parte hablan de la parte negativa de esto. Incluso hablan de, en el show The L World, que siendo un show de mujeres y para mujeres, y cómo hay un personaje que es trans y sin embargo quieren ponerle el personaje como que es agresivo, la manera en que escribieron el personaje como un personaje agresivo, todas esas cosas. Entonces, sí, yo aprendí mucho. Ese documental está tremendo. Yo quiero recomendar un show que me gustó cantidad. Es un show mexicano. So, sí, es Latinx. En la parte de la diversidad, es el mismo problema que hay con todos los shows que se filman en Latinoamérica o el Caribe. Que los personajes son lo más guay de lo más guay de lo más guay que tienen en el país. En ese show no te vas a encontrar a nadie que luzca nativo o indígena o negro. No hay nadie así. En ese show todo el mundo es blanco. Ahora, la manera en la que lo escribieron, la manera en la que lo ejecutaron, los actores son fenomenales. Es un show que es una tragicomedia, básicamente. Es un show que es comedia, cantidad que te cagas de la risa. Y a la misma vez es trágico porque tiene momentos muy duros, muy difíciles, muy tristes. Es un show completamente queer. La mayoría de los personajes, si no son queer, entonces son heterosexuales, pero adictos al sexo. Es un show que para nada trata de la típica representación de la heterosexualidad.
Yeah, I wouldn't totally agree with that, but for sure, there's strong, strong queer undertones, for sure.
Definitivamente. Yeah. El padre de familia, que tiene una familia, he runs a queer bar. Mm-hmm. Con a lot of drag queens.
That's where you mostly see.
Ajá. Después el hijo, Julián, que es gay. Yeah. Después Diego, que es el abogado de la familia también, que mm-hmm. es gay actually con Julián. Después mm-hmm. la hija, que es heterosexual, pero que es súper, súper, súper promiscua. Después tienen a Paulina, que Paulina al final es queer también, porque su en fin, el show yeah, está
like,
no voy a dejar
with spoilers. Like this is my life actually. Mira, we fight because she gives everything away and it makes me so or we'll be mira, watching something together caballero. And she'll actually look up like what the end is gonna be.
Tranquilo,
while we're watching.
Aquí todo el mundo a su manera, es así, yo soy así. Ahora, este show se lo recomiendo. Ahora, si son personas de habla inglesa, tienen que ponerle traductor porque el show es completamente en español. Mm-hmm. Ese show si no es en inglés, ese show yo creo que en Netflix quizá puedas encontrarle una traducción, pero o sea, va a ser mala porque la boca va para un lado y el otro va a otro. Pero bueno, en fin, está tremendo show, tremendo show, tremendo show.
And it's funny, but also what Maya said is true, like be careful. Because it's so funny and, like, easy to watch mm-hmm. that when things come up that are more serious, it kind of, like, blindsides you.
Sí.
And I will speak for myself. Like, there was one scene in particular that really fucked me up. Like, I didn't see it what happened coming at all. Mm-hmm. And it fucked me up to the point where I didn't want to watch the show for, like,
sí.
months.
Sí.
Like, I couldn't go back to it for months sí. because I was so upset by what I saw, but it's got because I was not prepared.
Sí, te cogen by surprise. Yeah. Porque es un show que casi todo es comedia y de momento te ponen yeah. un drama tremendo. A mí dos escenas me pusieron mala. Mm-hmm. Dos. Hubieron dos que me, like, wow. No, tres. Tres escenas que están muy duras, por lo menos a mí, y me pusieron muy triste y me they fucked me up for a little bit también. Mm-hmm. Entonces, tiene que tener cuidado porque sí, es de esas cosas que uno no ve venir mm-hmm. y de momento te la tiran ahí y bien, bien, bien cruda. Porque ni siquiera es algo que más o menos, no, bien, bien, bien cruda. Entonces, sí, pero tremendo show, se lo recomiendo 100%. Y bueno, yo hasta ahí, porque yo no me recuerdo así más ninguno.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like also stuff that we've kind of mentioned, but just to put it out there, I know I've talked about I Like It Like That, not at length. But it really is one of my favorite movies. It's been one of my favorite movies since I was young. And it was because it was the first time I was watching people that like kind of looked like me, that represented my story. Feels very authentic. And also, it's not like a queer story, but one of the main characters is not a real trans person, but plays a trans character. And, you know, there's a little mix of everything. It's kind of humorous, it's kind of whatever, but I think they did a pretty good job.
Sí, a mí me gustó esa película. Yeah. Yo esa película nunca la había visto, la vi con Samantha, también en la cuarentena. Y súper cómica. Esta casa es una jungla, una selva. Son yeah. salvajes.
So I would recommend that.
Muy buena.
And then just ones that you've probably heard about for sure by now, but we just want to extra emphasize Pose is amazing.
Oh, sí.
We haven't seen the last season, but that was one that Maya struggled to watch too. I kept trying to have her watch it, and then mm-hmm. she wouldn't. And then when she started, you know, she loved
it. I really
liked it. Actually, I don't think you've ever...
Yo nunca vi la primera, nunca vi la primera.
Because you, she like fell asleep. On the first episode, yeah, you did, you fell asleep.
I did?
Yeah, you also asleep. But I've seen one and two, and I think the third one is their final one. We haven't seen it yet, but it's just so, so great. So if you haven't seen it yet, this is that extra nudge. Like, start watching it, because it's amazing. Also, we miss this show so much, but Schitt's Creek, not Latinx at all, but also really beautiful, very easy to watch.
Y tiene queer personajes también.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, well, that's the only reason I'm mentioning it.
Oh, okay.
Pues, sí. You haven't seen it, also really easy to watch. I mean, I've tried to force both of my sisters to watch it. They weren't into it. My older sister never got into it, and she said she gave it a few episodes. My little sister kept being like, I don't get it, I don't get it, I don't get it. And then I don't know what episode, like, she finally, like, It's true that maybe the first season is not, like, the strongest. Mm. But you have to watch the first season to kind of understand everybody.
I love it.
You know?
I love it.
I did. I got it from the first episode.
Desde el primer episodio.
For me, I totally got it. But there are people that are like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. And I've been successful with one of my sisters where she loved it too. And she, like, ate it up. And then my other sister is just like, I tried. I can't. But it's also...
No, pero Sandra, tú sabes que tiene problema.
Yeah, but she's like a... TV addict.
Sí, pero ella es más de reality shows y cosas así.
No, she's anyway. Of everything. She, like, my sister literally, like, will skip activities to go home and watch TV.
Eso sí es verdad.
That's, like, the truth.
Eso sí es verdad.
But, yeah, so those are some of our recommendations. People that are getting it right. Shows and movies that are great. Hopefully, we can come up with a whole other, like, much larger
list. Y bueno, que no ha visto The L World las primeras seasons, porque esta última que salió fue una mierda. Pero bueno, The L World no está malo.
Some of it is okay. Some of it. Yeah, the last one is weird.
No, the last one está malísimo.
We tried.
Ah, encantado.
Maybe it'll get better.
Anyway.
All right, y'all.
Muchas gracias por escucharnos, mi gente. Muchas gracias por el apoyo. Siempre se les quiere, se les agradece. Cualquier cosita que tengan que decirnos, tírennos directamente a nuestra página de Instagram, latinas-en-queerinteen. Ahí se las dejo.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.